My grandfather had his last child in his 50s, making my aunt 5 years younger than I am. She and I always had a special bond because we both grown up without much support from our parents. On top of that connection, there was something only she and I knew. We both been sexually assaulted at a young age. Sharing this secret with my aunt made me want to protect her, so it was hard for me to watch as she began developing hips and thighs when she was only 10. I remember this one time, some dudes were hanging out across the street. And when my auntie saw that, she started dancing around on the front line. I tried to explain. Those boys didn't care about her. They only wanted her body, but she wouldn't listen. My aunt got pregnant when she was 12. I couldn't understand how she really believed she was ready for a baby, ready for the responsibilities, ready to be a mother. When I first heard the news, I was mad I had wasted my breath on my auntie. I had never had the kind of support I gave her, and here she'd ignore everything I told her. But now my aunt is staying in a group home and caring for her daughter. When I talk to her on the phone, her voice sounds so mature. She's making better plans for her and her baby, so her little girl will have a better childhood than she did. Last time we talked, she asked, "Why have you come visit me?" But then she corrected herself, "Forgive me, why have you come visit my baby?" I hung up the phone and thought, dang, she's really grown up. It made me realize if she can go through something this hard and sound this strong, maybe I can get through the challenges I'm facing, like finishing high school and trying to support myself. After all these years of trying to help my aunt, now I'll continue to be there for her and her baby. With the perspective, I'm Rynisha Snowden.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.